This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As patients and staff evacuate Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, dozens of civilians have been killed in military strikes elsewhere.
Looking onto Gaza from a distance, AP footage showed the horizon erupt into plumes of smoke as explosions could be heard in the distance. In northern Gaza, dozens of people were killed in the urban Jabalia refugee camp by what witnesses described as an Israeli airstrike. In a social media post, the Israeli military had warned Jabalia residents in Arabic to leave, saying that its troops were active in the area to target Hamas. Meanwhile, a flurry of injured people rushed into a hospital in Khan Yunis. A local doctor had reported that over 20 people had died from an Israeli airstrike on the outskirts of the southern area of Khan Yunis. I'm Karen Chamas.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen handed over a consignment of humanitarian aid for Palestinians from Gaza to the Egyptian Red Crescent Saturday and offered thoughts on the long-term solutions to the conflict.
Von der Leyen said the European Union had quadrupled humanitarian aid to Gaza to about $109 million and had organized 15 flights bringing aid for Gazans to the nearby Egyptian city of Arish, with more to follow. But von der Leyen said the international community needs to look ahead to what the ultimate, lasting solution to the conflict might look like.
Even as we deal with the urgency of today, we must also think about what the day after could look like and how Israelis and Palestinians can regain hope, have a perspective. And for this, they need a political solution. And this horizon is a two-state solution.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
And you'll find more at VOANews.com. Again, VOANews.com. This is VOA News. Elections officials around the United States are stocking up on the overdose reversal medication Naloxone after a series of suspicious mailings, some containing traces of fentanyl, were sent to vote centers or government buildings in six states. The letters were delivered or intercepted this month in the states of Georgia, Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, and Kansas in some cases, prompting evacuations and delaying vote counting. Experts say there's little risk from incidental contact with the synthetic opioid, but officials outraged about the continued threats to election workers say they need to do everything they can to make the offices safe. The FBI and U.S. Postal Inspection Service are investigating. The U.K. Treasury chief says the country can lower taxes, but it is not without controversy.
U.K. Treasury chief Jeremy Hunt says the government can afford to lower some taxes now that inflation is falling, but he says any cuts will come along with a squeeze on welfare benefits. British media have reported that there will be relief for businesses and wealthy property owners in Hunt's autumn budget statement on Wednesday. Hunt told Saturday's Daily Telegraph newspaper that, quote, there is a path to reducing the tax burden, and a conservative government will take that path. But he also said the government had to, quote, take difficult decisions to reform the welfare state. Critics say the government is helping the wealthy at the expense of those who are worse off. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.
The West African nation of Liberia is set for its second democratic transfer of power in seven decades after soccer star-turned-president George Weah conceded defeat to former Vice President Joseph Boakai on his election victory. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
In a second round of voting, Boakai was leading with 50.9% on Friday, with nearly all the ballots counted. That's a stark contrast to the last election in 2017, when global soccer legend Weah, buoyed by a wave of hope, trounced Boakai in the second round with 62%. But many have grown disillusioned with Weah since then, due to a lack of progress on his promises to stamp out corruption and raise living standards. Shortly after results were announced, Boakai said, "We have a job to do," but added that first and foremost, we want to have a message of peace and reconciliation. That message, in a once volatile country, was bolstered by Weah's concession.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump celebrated a win in a closely watched election case during a return visit to the state of Iowa Saturday, where he blasted his political foes and encouraged his supporters to not move past their grievances with President Joe Biden. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.